Jackie Robinson smashes a double to left field and races on to third.
In April of 1947, Jackie Robinson became the first black man to play in the major leagues in the modern era. 5 years earlier, though, another Robinson quietly broke a different color barrier, and his story is much less known.
Another bulletin, the Secretary of War has just announced that all military personnel on active duty is to appear Monday in uniform.
In June of 1942, the U.S. had entered World War II. The Navy needed doctors and came up with a plan to fill their ranks. Recruiters hit medical school campuses around the country and offered students a deal. Sign up with us, and we'll make you an officer.
The recruiter probably even never looked at individuals.
That's Michael Lee Lanning, a retired Army lieutenant colonel and the author of The African American Soldier, From Crispus Attucks to Colin Powell.
What he actually probably thought was there wouldn't be a black guy at Harvard. Why should I even look at that?
But Bernard Robinson was at Harvard. An African American man from Chicago, but raised right here in Boston, he'd entered medical school after graduating with honors from Boston College. Now, at the time, there were black enlisted men in the Navy, but they were in segregated units. Most either carried artillery or were messmen, cooking food, washing dishes, and shining shoes. And if they did find a way to distinguish themselves in battle, like at Pearl Harbor, for instance.
You had a black messman, Dory Miller, who ran up from the mess, manned the machine gun, and shot down a couple of Japanese planes and received the first medal for a black man in the war. Then he went back to being a messman.
Lanning says the evidence suggests that Robinson's recruitment was something of an accident and that at least some Navy brass were not happy about it.
There's some comments in the Washington files that talk about this boy. Will this boy make it through school, or will we have to commission him?
But he did make it through school. And on June 18, 1942, Robinson was officially commissioned as an ensign in the United States Navy Reserve. He's largely unknown today, in part, because just before he was called up from the reserve, the Navy took an even bolder step toward integration.
What they did was select 13 highly educated, very intelligent black men, send them to school in Chicago, and once they were finished their training, they were commissioned as ensigns in the Navy.
Known as the Golden 13, the men reported for active duty just a few months before Robinson. None of the Golden 13 stayed in the service beyond the war, but the commission changed Robinson's life.
Robinson stuck around the military, ended up in the VA.
During his career in the VA hospital system, Robinson served as a radiologist, chief of radiology, and chief of staff. He died suddenly in 1972 at just 54. In 1948, President Truman officially integrated the entire military, and by the Vietnam War, Lanning says that military units were truly integrated, not just in name, but in practice, too. African-American naval officers have commanded battleships, earned the rank of four-star admiral, and the Navy's current deputy chief of naval operations is not only African-American, but also a woman. Lanning says that those strides being made today are thanks in no small part to Robinson and the Golden 13.
It opened doors that have stayed open, and they placed the first stone of a huge wall that's been built.
Bernard Robinson, Harvard-trained doctor and the first black man to be commissioned as an officer in the U.S. Navy, 72 years ago this week. From the Curiosity Desk, I'm Edgar B. Herwick III, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.